And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is
about,
truth. I don't mean to go like.
It isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
That was Rudy Giuliani at Meet the Press back in 2019. A lot of people say that was an early warning sign that Rudy's choo-choo was about to fly off the tracks. But in fairness, maybe Rudy was trying to channel Pontius Pilate, who in John chapter 18, verse 38, said to Jesus, "What is truth?" Let's see if we can answer that question. What is truth? Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23 tells us this, "Buy the truth and do not sell it." And that provides us with two pretty important lessons. First, truth needs to be treated as a highly valued commodity. Second, don't sell truth means don't let it be corrupted for a price that only benefit you while creating actual doubt about the truth. Did you know out of the first four books of the New Testament, it's only the book of John that reveals what Jesus taught about truth? This lesson unfolds in three levels. First, Jesus tells us how truth comes with his arrival. Reading here from John chapter 5, verses 31 through 33, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth," that John being John the Baptist. Second, Jesus reveals himself to be the truth that blesses and provides. Let's move forward now to John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" Finally, Jesus teaches how coming to the truth that he and only he holds is what determines not just our life here on earth, but our eternity. Here's what Jesus declares in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So with that as our foundation, what should we look for in truth? Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 32 said that the truth shall set us free. What does the truth free us from? It's truth that frees us from hate and brings us to love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 6. "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." The truth frees us from making bad choices. Remember that televangelist Harold Camping? Guy claimed that he figured out the day and the time of the rapture, when it would happen. They had thousands of people claiming to be Christians, at least, but they believed him to the point where they gave away everything they had. They waited in anticipation, even though Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 declares, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Instead, those people chose to live what's warned about in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." Finally, as Christians, there will be times when God will have us face trials and tribulation. He does this as he watches over us in order to strengthen us, wake us up about something we're not understanding. It's the truth that only comes from Jesus, which empowers us to not just survive, but overcome those times. This promise is found in John chapter 16, verse 33. "These things are spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."